Welcome back, AJ.
Thank you, sir.
AJ would like to thank the following people.
First off, I want to thank you guys. I want to thank you and Ashley and Phil because you got the ball rolling. You saw me kind of doubled over and said, you need to get over there and get to the ER right away. And I was still bent, hell-bent on saying, I am going to wait until my ultrasound later on that day at 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
2:30 in the afternoon. And it was like not even 6 o'clock in the morning yet. And I was already starting to fold over like a bad sheet.
Well, you didn't sleep at all.
No. I had bad acid reflux.
Eyes. Yeah. I was talking to someone who hadn't slept in a long time.
Yeah, a couple of days like that.
Yeah.
Yep. So thank you guys. And the listeners who also kept the heat on.
It was a very interesting moment in radio for me. I've been doing this a while.
Yeah.
You know, to have a very public intervention of listeners calling in, tribe, family.
Yep.
You know, it was just family coming together to say, you're getting your ass to the hospital
and
right now.
And it worked because you know, the more stories got intense and people's theories on what's going on, it did kind of scare the bejesus out of me and made me think, I should be going over there right now.
There was definitely a point where I saw it click in. And I was like, oh, he's going to go. Thank God.
Mentioned that. Which call was it? You remember?
It was the call that mentioned his mother.
Definitely.
Hmm.
Think about your mom. Think about what she would want for you.
Yeah.
That was it.
All of a sudden, a little reek into my head. Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
How can I go? Yeah, exactly. Right.
I saw that little light bulb. Ding.
Yep.
Yeah, little red bulb. Mom likes red. Yeah, so there was, you know, thank you guys, first of all. I want to thank Jennifer, because Jennifer also called in, was like, kind of diagnosing me over
the phone.
Funny?
She was right.
She was absolutely
right. She was on the money. Nailed it perfectly. And I think I texted you that. She was right.
Yeah, she's on the phone now.
Thank you, Jennifer.
Oh, AJ, I'm so glad you're back.
Oh.
You sound wonderful.
Thank you. I got a little raspy right now from that stupid thing that stuck down my throat. Otherwise, I'm good.
You know, it's interesting. And anyone who's been married for a while can get this one, is that when Jennifer was talking on the air about what she thought it could be, I totally tuned her out.
I saw that.
I just heard like what I heard in the house. Just
Charlie Brown's parents.
Exactly. I'm just waiting for the pause.
Right.
I like when she stops talking.
Right. Oh, you stopped. And then you kick in. Yeah.
Because then we
this
get
down. This is why I have to tell every story twice, hon. That's why.
We get down the road of this segment, or you text me, Jennifer was right. I'm like, what did she say?
You could have called me. I was just sitting there anyway. Yeah. But thank you, Jennifer, so much for all you did
AJ,
for me.
I'm so glad. You know, you're lucky with the obstruction you had. Had you waited longer, you had a very high risk of what they call perforating, which would mean that scar tissue, you could actually have a break in your bowel, and you could become what they call septic very quickly.
There'd
it's a very dangerous
everywhere.
Situation you were in.
Yeah.
Can you imagine that?
Like a bad pipe bursting in the ground, yeah.
Right. Like a sewer main break.
Basically, that's what it is. It's a human sewer system.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yo.
Yep.
That would have been really bad.
Yep.
That is death or hospital for a long time.
Plus, they have to cut like a big piece of your intestines out. Someone mentioned this Facebook page or messaged me on Facebook and told me they had some kind of similar thing and they lost like a foot of intestine. And I'm like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And a lot of the times, the patients, when you're lucky, even with the obstruction you had, sometimes patients have a temporary colostomy placed.
Oh, no.
So that was a possibility, too.
That's yucky.
Yeah, not preferred.
Yeah.
So you're very fortunate. I'm glad you're back.
Thank you.
I knew when they operated on you that night.
Yeah, it was almost instantaneous.
Because that to me classifies as emergency surgery.
Yeah.
It's like you weren't on a schedule, but now you're in the operating room.
Yeah.
First they transferred you.
When I was
then
coming,
they operated.
When I was coming through the doors, you know, on the gurney into the area where my room was, like, oh, yeah, they're waiting for you right now in surgery. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
They even started laughing. I'm like, don't I, like, put my stuff down first? Like, no. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
I went, kept right on going.
Yeah.
Like, but my room's up out there.
I almost got pissed.
I see my name on the door. I kept going.
Yeah, when there's a team of people in a room waiting for you to roll in, it's important.
Yeah, there's not a lot of waiting that doctors do. So, like, when they're waiting for you, you're the important thing.
Yeah, when they're all wearing the surgical stuff, they're playing hacky sack waiting for you to show up. They were good, too. They were really good.
All right, thank you, hon. I'm going to let you go.
Thank you again, Jennifer.
All right. Love you, bye.
Love you.
Oh, so, God.
Folks at Milford Hospital were
Milford Hospital, great. That was interesting because I came walking in, and luckily it was dead. There was no one there. There was a doctor, and I guess one of the RNs. I don't know the terminology.
Yeah.
One of the head nurses were standing outside talking to the guard. Now, the guard has seen me before when I came in to get a COVID test.
You're a regular over there.
Well, not
now again.
But it's the second time. Yeah. And he goes, AJ. I go, guard. I couldn't remember his name. But there's two doctors right there. And the doctor turns, goes, do you need to see a doctor? I said, yes. They go, come right this way. I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool. I'm at the door. I mean, within moments, I'm like, you know, I got my clothes off. I got a Johnny coat on. I'm laying on a thing there. They're running tests and whatnot. I told them that there was going to be that I had to go for an ultrasound. We're going to do a CAT scan over here, so don't worry about that. Which is funny because at around 1 o'clock in the afternoon, before I got transferred from Milford to Bridgeport, that place, ultrasound place, calls me. He goes, "We're confirming your appointment for 2:30." I go, "Actually, I'm not going to need that." I go, "I thought that they were going to let you know I'm in the emergency room right now." I said, "They're doing a CAT scan, so I'm not going to need the ultrasound." And there's a pause. "So you're going to be canceling your ultrasound today?"
Oh, my God.
I'm like, yes! I'm in the emergency room right now. She goes, "Okay, well, I'm going to cancel it for now. But if you need one, just get back to us." I'm like, fine. Whatever. But I want to thank them. I really want to thank the nurses who had a tough fight putting that hose down my throat.
Oh, that sounded brutal.
That was the worst thing that's ever happened to me so far.
You were in the hospital a week ago today, right?
Yes. Well, yesterday is when I first got in. At this point now, I woke up from having my surgery in my room.
Right.
And the thing is that picture, if you remember the Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, what was that, with the Mars thing, where all of a sudden he started to, like, realize what's going on. He started fighting. He was, like, tethered to that machine. All the doctors are coming at him. He's, like, just kicking them and pushing them away. That's kind of a milder version of what happened with me. Because when someone goes to put something in your nose and down your throat, your body says, that's not happening.
Did they tell you what it was for?
Yeah. They said it, apparently because of the acid reflux and whatnot. I guess they had to drain stuff that was in my stomach. So they had to get it out of there.
Hmm.
So they stuck it down there.
Did they give you anything?
No.
Like drugs?
No. This was raw. This was raw. Like, lady,
you would have to tape me down to the bed like Frankenstein.
And even
my head, my neck, my arms, my legs, my torso. There's no way this is happening.
And even then, I probably still put up a fight. But no, I saw her lubing up the tube, right? Put the lube in the tube, and then she starts coming up. Like, when it first, like, broke into my nostril, that part was okay. But once it hit, like, you know, where your finger doesn't go anymore.
Well, think about the COVID test. If you got the COVID test.
Yeah.
And just that Q-tip going halfway up your nose.
Now, picture it continuing.
Ah, and no.
It hits an area.
Way.
And then it ricochets off and begins its descent.
Yeah, so it says, I can't go up there.
So I'm going to go down.
So now I'm going to bend.
Yeah.
And there's going to be pressure to make me bend.
Right. And, of course, that tip now doesn't really have much lube on. It's not scraping.
So what do you feel this way? Like, do you want to sneeze or what's happening?
I want to cough. I want to choke. I'm like, I'm gagging like crazy. Apparently, I have a really bad gag response. Mm. But what they want me to do, my part of it was
I'd be vomiting.
I have to tilt my head down to my chin to my chest. And they have somebody holding a cup of water with a straw that was defective. And I got to sip water the entire time because the water in my throat will help the tube slide.
I'd like to see this on America's Got Talent.
This was not easy to do.
This is a procedure. And you could win money.
And I'm trying to tell them as this tube's going down my throat, the water's not coming through. The water's not coming through.
What's
because
that called?
The water was not coming through.
They had that guy that would pump his own stomach. He did that.
He's got on America's Got Talent?
The regurgitator. Ew. I don't know if it was specifically that show.
Well, he's got my vote. because it was not pleasant at all. It took them. It took them three tries. Like the first time was not effective. They had to pull it out.
Okay, hold on. So the first time was one nurse.
Well, the first time was with two nurses and another person holding the cup of water. They had to stop because my straw was not no water was coming through. There was something wrong with the straw. They change out the straw. They come back. They do it again. This time the water's coming through, but now I'm choking on the water, choking on the tube, and I'm like drowning. Now my arms are starting to push people away because you're killing me, and I'm not going to let that happen.
Yeah, I need to live here.
Yeah, I'm starting to get physical. So they're like, they broke off. They pulled it back out of my nose again. They go, we're going to come back when you're more calm. I'm like,
I will come back when you're better at this.
I said to them, I said, you're going to have to knock me out to get that in me because there's no way in hell I'm going to let you have that. It's not going to happen. Right. I can't physically do it. Nothing against you. Just my body says that's not going down there. Right? Whatever.
I mean, it's not natural.
So this time they brought the pro in, and this lady knew what she was doing. And I mean, I saw her doing something. She took the hose she wrapped it around her hand.
You know what this is?
Made them pliable.
This is like when someone's trying to get an IV in you.
Uh-huh.
And they try like 80 times.
Yeah.
And it's like, all right, let's bring in someone. And they get it first try.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This lady here, she wrapped the tube around her hand, which made it more pliable. And she lubed the snot out of it.
Now, did she say to these other nurses, and all due respect to these other nurses, you got to start somewhere. But did she say, hey, all right, watch me. Do this.
Pay attention.
I don't recall what she said because I was too busy getting ready to choke. And it was, the last time was a rough ride. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even though she knew what she was doing, it still was tough because a hose.
It's not supposed to
happen.
She
did not go there. First, she tried my other nostril and went, boink, and stopped. I guess this nostril, I guess my right nostril is too, you know.
Got
thin.
A toll booth?
I had no idea. There was an obstruction. But she got it through. She got down there, and it was the weirdest feeling. Because now there's something in my throat the entire time.
That you can't get rid of.
And you, go, can't. Oh. Every time I swallowed, I felt that hose in there. And
buddy.
It hurt because now I'm all irritated. So I have a sore throat and a hose down my throat at the same time. And the rest of it, they leave sticking out.
It sounds unpleasant
enough.
And
it's hooked up.
The fact that they got to try it multiple times is brutal.
It's hooked up to a hose. And I'm watching stuff. Coming out of my nose, going down this clear tube.
Ew, from your stomach. It's your guts.
Me. Yeah, it looked like I was like a reverse milkshake.
Reverse milkshake. No.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I felt like, you know, I felt like a fish on a hook. That's what I felt like. You know, when they grab the bass, like, hey, look, I got this fish. You know, I'm like that.
Did somebody pose with you? That would have been hilarious.
That'd be cool, yeah. I'm picturing your head on that Billy Bass.
Yes!
Here's a little hose in my throat.
But here's a song about a hose that's down my throat. Don't worry. Yeah. But
I can still hear your voice is rough from
Oh,
that
yeah,
hose
no. Oh, yeah. No, I got the Rod Stewart thing going on big time right now.
Yeah.
And then, but I want to thank them. I mean, that couldn't have been easy. And also the Milford Fire Department guys. Because
oh, really?
My room. You know, and the ER in Milford was right by the door where they come through with all the people on the stretchers and whatnot from whatever, you know, they got to do. And the guy's like, hey, AJ, how you doing? Two guys, nice guys that came in and shook hands with me and everything. Another guy just popped by, didn't shake hands, but very nice guys. It was great to see them. And then, if I want to continue my thanks, I want to thank the guys from Nelson Ambulance that picked me up. I mean, Torres, the guy who was in back with me, young guy, into cars totally. I was talking about his RX-7, his turbocharging and everything else, into
the
tuners.
It's funny, like, if you get into, like, some car accident, and, like, the last thing you hear is some guy saying, hey, did you see Barrett Jackson? Like, people bond with you over cars.
Yeah.
Seems weird that you're in the back of an ambulance. Like, hey, what about this car?
Going down 95, looking at it backwards.
Yeah, right.
It was like being the kid in the station wagon all over again.
Yeah.
You know, but they got me over to Bridgeport Hospital. So I want to thank those two guys. Torres, I really wish I would have got the first guy, the driver's name. Mm. I saw him for a couple of moments, you know.
Yeah.
But I want to thank him. They're both listeners of the show. They're probably listening right now. So thank you guys.
Thank you both.
Yeah. But thank them, and I want to thank, of course, the staff over at Bridgeport Hospital, the surgeons and everything. Kaya was my night nurse. She was fantastic. I had Courtney, and I also had, I want to say Jen. I should have wrote these names down. I thought I could keep them. Althea was one of the ladies who came by and took my vitals all the time.
They're good people. Very, it's not easy to work in a hospital.
No, it's not.
As good of a patient as you are,
yeah,
they have, you know, a few that aren't that great.
Yeah, I mean, they're all very pleasant. Well, of course, I want to thank the doctors, the surgeons who operated on me and everything. Mm. And you know, it's just, I'm glad it's over. Like, at least hope it's over.
Us too.
Yes.
Yeah. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, no. I wasn't planning on going back a second time after December 13th.
Mm.
I thought I was done. I was already making my plans to going back to the gym February. That ain't happening now.
Yeah.
I have to wait 4 to 6 weeks again.
Right.
So I have a follow-up on the 16th to see my progress.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's it. But
you just turned into, what's that guy's
Batman.
Name?
Batman.
No.
I'm Batman.
No. Kane?
No, it's the Wonderful World.
Oh, Louis Armstrong.
Louis Armstrong.
Has these guys are blue. Yeah. Red running too. Yeah.
All right. Well, nice to have you back.
Thank you.